Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, and thank you so much for joining us this wonderful Thursday evening. This is your ROH post show for Thursday. Oh my gosh, it's already March 23rd. There's so much going on in wrestling, Reg. We got Supercard coming up. We got WrestleMania weekend coming up. AEW, it's getting, there's some news that was breaking a little bit earlier today. We got
something's going on. I don't know. I haven't heard about it. Yeah, it's a super busy time in pro wrestling right now. Supercard of Honor is shaping up. And after today's episode, really has shaped up. We got the main event. So some hot things are happening. And this show is super fun. Yeah, the wrestling world is just too much. It's like dumpster fire, forest fire, fire. It's all the fires are going on outside right now. So,
along with some fire matches, Reg. There's so much
happening. On top of it, right.
Well, I'm so excited to break down ROH with you today. Please get in your super chats and your humper chats. Please feel free to subscribe to Fightful Select as well. More and more news coming out of there, as always. I'm sure this week is going to be as eventful as any other. We got a lot going on. People already in the chat are asking about the Naomi news. So she could be an outcast in AEW. Who the heck knows?
I haven't even heard that news. That's how much news there is today. It's too much news. I don't know what y'all are even talking about.
Stacked. But we are going to talk about one show tonight, ROH, and then we're going to hand it off to the Impact crew with the wonderful Crest of the Star and Joel Pearl. But before we get into anything, I just want your overall thoughts on the show, man. I feel like these episodes are fly by. I feel like they're really, really stacked with great in-ring work and some really fun segments. We got a sit-down interview, which we haven't seen in ROH, this version of it yet. What did you think of tonight's episode overall?
I thought it was a really good episode. They're really establishing what's about to happen at Supercard of Honor. Everybody who you think should be important has been kind of established as who should be important in here. I thought all the matches that are being built to are great. I thought the sit-down interview, which I'm sure we'll really get into, was probably the best part of the show, honestly, just because, like, knowing the history and the heat, and they brought the heat, and seeing Claudio kind of like in that element of just like, because Claudio don't be talking. He just be drinking his coffee. He don't got time for this. For him to really get into it is like something else. And of course, again, fourth week in a row, strong matches back to back. So many strong matches. We got even less promo segments in this. It was more just like wrestling, which is amazing. And that's the thing that I really love about ROH is there's guaranteed going to be some heat matches in there. And there was today.
Yeah, it's kind of silly how good the in-ring is, and we're seeing it week over week in ROH. Really, really fun episode tonight. I agree with you. I'm so excited, of course, about the title picture, because that's just That's my guy and two of my favorite guys. Chris Mueller saying, gonna be wild when Goldberg debuts at Supercard of Honor and wins the pure title.
See, sometimes there's scenarios. People have been talking about these Goldberg scenarios all week, and I'm like, you guys stop. But like, then there's some scenarios like that silly off the wall Chris Mueller one where I'm like, you know what?
No.
Worst things have happened. I don't know.
For me, this is it's like you're Bray Wyatt. This is good. Okay. This is getting there. If you're putting Goldberg in the pure division, come on. But in all seriousness, Starks, Aussie Open, and Joe ruled. ROH. Agreed. Yep. Billy Starks is just unbelievable. Some more love coming in. You know, I've only ever seen one Rocky and the Draco one.
Was that one four?
Oh, yes. Goodness.
Russian Rocky is number four. Yes, agreed.
Mm. Oh, Lord. We've got so much support rolling in. Thank you so much. We got a fellow Reggie Simmons saying, man, can we have one day just to enjoy wrestling and not dwell in drama? Much love to Kate and Reg. Y'all out here doing the Lord's work. No, we can't.
That's not how this works.
Yeah, unfortunately, no. But I can say I wasn't thinking about it. Not when I was watching ROH. I had like my silly little tweets that I was throwing off. But other than that, like I was just sucked into this episode, and we are gonna dive into it all right now. Yep. So much fun to be had here. What did we kick off with? Let me scroll. We got the start of the show. We got a backstage interview with Joe offering an open challenge on tonight's episode. This is kind of funny seeing like an open challenge get issued in an episode that's pre-taped just because you know what's going to happen.
And they've been like advertising the match to us for like 3 days at this point. So
Exactly. So nothing they can really do about it. But a fun idea nonetheless. I feel like mid-card titles, like a TV title, should be an open challenge title or a workhorse title at least.
Right.
Super fun, and Joe is awesome. We will get into that later, but we start off with Mark Briscoe and Tony Nese in a really fun opener. I really liked this. Mark Briscoe is just, he's so much fun in this singles run so far. Yes. He's completely his own guy. Like I really like it. There's not anybody quite like Mark Briscoe out there right now. I love Tony Nese in this too. I thought the like exercise bicycle kicks were really really fun. He has this really incredible thing where he is just so in control of his moves, but he makes it look so casual because he's so pompous and in his character. But don't let it fool you. Like very very good in the ring. I thought this match was a really fun opener. Ultimately, Mark Briscoe comes out and on top. He is chasing his destiny, Reg. He is chasing the destiny, winning with the froggy bow here. What did you think of this opener?
I liked it a lot. I think Tony Nese gets more shit than he should. I don't know. Something about Tony Nese people are turned off about, but I think he's a super great, entertaining wrestler. In 205 Live, he always was one of the best bell-to-bell. And here in ROH, same thing. In a match with Mark Briscoe. Mark Briscoe, I love that he's giving you a lot of his hits, but he's also giving you some of Jay's hits. He's mixing in some Briscoe shit in here. And yeah, he's the most unique wrestler in Ring of Honor. He's going to mix his matches up. He's going to hit a cactus elbow at some point. He's all over the place. He's wild. He has that Mark Briscoe energy every single time you see him on the screen. It just radiates. And the trajectory of him going to face Samoa Joe for the Ring of Honor Television Championship is great, because if he ends up winning, I don't want to see Samoa Joe ever lose the television champion. Just say that off rip. But if he were to lose to Mark Briscoe, I think Mark Briscoe would be a great addition to carry on that championship, you know, especially if they're going to continue this week by week thing. I think his presence and the belt that he's wanted for a long time would be great. And on the Tony Nese thing, I think I would really like to see a match. I know Rohit Raju's a heel also, but if they could just somehow have a match with these two for some reasons, because I think they do a lot of the same things very well. They both really understand the little things. They both work in great spots. They both have great timing and pacing. So I just want to see that match. I don't know, think about that match today and Tony Nese, I was like, that'd be a really dope match. But yeah, this was dope.
Hell yeah, I agree. I think that would be a great matchup. And I agree with you with Tony Nese too. I feel like people were like a little down on him. Mm-hmm. I don't really know why. I think he just kind of came in at a point where in AEW, the roster was maybe a little oversaturated. Like he was kind of in that bubble of it was like, how many more guys are we going to add to this place?
Another one from over there. Wow. Okay. But it's like, no, Tony Nese could really go though.
Oh yeah. He was, to your point, great work in 205. I think he's great. I've liked this tag run he's been on. Josh was, of course, also an outstanding talent that we got to see a couple episodes ago to check out, but really fun opener and a great way to set Mark Briscoe up. You knew Tony Nese was going to lose here, but that's okay. We had a fun opener.
Right.
And if you are going to say we need Tony Nese and Rohit Raju, I'm going to tell you, I need AR Fox and Jeeves SK VSK after this really, really had no business being this fun six-man match that we got. What a blast. Like AR Fox, Metalik, and Blake Christian versus the Trust Busters. We get the Embassy beat down after, but holy crap, was this was the Tower of Doom spot that was just absolutely bonkers, right? Oh my god,
I don't know, this one kicked off into like, at first, they were just like, okay, we're just having a nice little match. Everybody's getting their shit in. And then it was like, all right, it's six-man mayhem turn time. Everybody turn up. Blake Christian hit like this turning corkscrew moonsault type deal off the top. And it was like, whoa, what could happen after that? And then they hit this Tower of Doom spot. And all this stuff is going on. And everybody's going 100. And on the other side, the Trust Busters are doing a lot. VSK looked great in this. Both of his showings, I think, that he's had in Ring of Honor has shown that he can really go. And AR Fox is just like the most charismatic, fun, probably best addition they've had to Ring of Honor, and kind of like encompassing the spirit of what this is. They're going to be a great opponents for the Embassy coming up. They set up a lot to going on with the Embassy, but the team of Metalik, Blake Christian, and AR Fox is great. They're really dope. I love them.
Agreed. I'm intrigued to see if it stays as a full trio or if they're going to be doing tag work or singles runs here. Cause all three of those guys, I could see gelling as a trio long-term. I can also see AR Fox just be a breakout solo performer, say Blake Christian for sure. But this was fun. You're right. It was really fun. And then it hit a different gear, but ultimately we have AR Fox picking up the pin with the 450 splash on Ari Daivari. I also really liked commentary on this, putting over Ari Daivari, the whole richest man in wrestling thing. They said he was an athlete before he was rich, though, which I really liked, because I loved the idea of like, he still gets up and goes to the gym every day. Like, this is a guy who got rich because of his ability, not like aristocratic, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Not like a rich guy trying to infiltrate someplace. Like, no, it's like an athlete that's also a rich dude.
Yeah, and he looks the part, man. Ari Daivari's great. I'm glad he's getting some in-ring reps here, because I like him as a manager, but he can really go. Like, I like seeing him in the ring.
Yeah, so everybody on their squad is really good.
Yes, yeah, definitely a fun trio. I'm intrigued to see if it sticks around. We got a chat throwing back to the last match, saying from Shocky 29, weird, someone was cutting onions by my seat while Mark Briscoe was out celebrating with his family at ringside. Yeah, the air conditioning in
it was weird. Like, some had like fell into my eye at that exact moment. I was trying to get it out. I don't know what was going on. It was weird.
It was an odd one. I told the story the night Jay passed, we had the NXT post show, and I told the story there. So sorry if this is redundant to anybody, but I was at the finalist of final battles at that point. It was the last final battle before they shut down. And we were sitting, someone in talent had set us aside tickets because they were very nice. And we were sitting kind of like next to what ended up being the Briscoe clan. We didn't even realize they were there. They were just sitting in back of us. And then when the Briscoes match started, they let them all come down ringside. And there were, I mean, it felt like 45 people just got up in the section and left. I sincerely thought something was wrong. I was looking around like, is this like when the WrestleMania sign was on fire or whatever? Yeah. I was like, why is everybody clearing the section? Are they setting up for a spot?
Like, what's going on?
It was just this unbelievable like show of love and support, and the kids were so into it and stuff. I'm seeing that I'm having some audio issues. I don't hear them myself. So let me just
neither.
Let me just double check.
The double checker. Yeah, still it's still like an unbelievable thing that Jay Briscoe isn't here. Kind of unbelievable.
It's even weirder now that ROH is like up and running again, because that was still like the home. But
because we would have been seeing him on these four episodes.
Oh yeah, like we would have been talking about the tag matches and how insane they were and how much fun they were. I am like unbelievably impressed by the fact that Mark has gotten in there already. I think some people need it, but to do this without your brother when that's all you've ever known as a wrestler, I can't even imagine. But he looks like he's having fun out there, so we'll definitely take that for him. And I can't wait to see him and Joe. That's gonna be an absolute blast.
It's gonna be a badass match. This card.
Let it be each other.
Yes.
So we move on to our first of two women's matches on the card. Mm-hmm. Look how easy that is. Sky Blue and Lady Frost, and what I thought was a really fun match. I feel like every time I see Sky Blue, she's grown leaps and bounds. Mm-hmm. And same to be said for Lady Frost. She's a little bit more experienced, but I do feel like I've seen tremendous growth from her, and that I have always been impressed by the athleticism, and that I was like, oh, she's really executing this with a little less telegraphic like movement. She's really getting more fluid, and now it's starting to be like she's really athletic, she's not telegraphing at all, and she's laying stuff in a little bit harder now. Like there were some spots that just look a little more vicious. So every time I see her, I feel like I'm seeing improvement and new layers of her ability. But this was a really, really fun match. Sky Blue coming out with the victory here. The full Nelson into a face buster, which that's just a fun spot. Cool to see Sky Blue getting these reps and established as a, you know, it seems like she's going to be a stronghold in the ROH women's division. I would like to see Lady Frost stick around for sure. Yep. Your thoughts on this match?
Sky Blue is the most active AEW women's wrestler there is. She's on every single show. If there's a TV show that's happening with wrestling, Sky Blue is going to be on it, either winning or losing. Great for her. She's looking, just like you said, every single match, she looks better. She's getting better in the ring, better at her timing, better with the veteran instincts and things. Lady Frost, I'm hoping they're just trying to get things fleshed out, but I want to see more from like people like Lady Frost. I think she deserves more. I don't want to see her as like a enhancement talent, which she's been for this ROH run. She's great enhancement talent. Like she's great. She's making everybody look great and looking great at herself. But I'm hoping that more is going to come for her out of this. Sky Blue is getting shot to the moon. They're really just putting everything they have behind her. She's young. She has great talent. She has a good look. She can relate with the fans. I totally understand why. So I'm really getting it, and I'm enjoying all of her work recently.
Yeah, she's very easy to just like. Like she comes across as a very likable talent. She's young, kind of got a baby face look to her too. Yeah. Like a very fresh look. And I agree with you. I hope that Lady Frost is here to stay, because she's had a couple of kind of starts and stops in momentum, not of her fault, but she was on Dark, and then she was an Impact and they shelved her. She's doing some great work in Mexico. So I hope she gets to put roots down somewhere and get the screen time that she deserves. I think she's great. So good stuff there. Moving along, we are zipping through because we said it the past few weeks. It's just one of those things where it's like, yeah, this match ruled, and here's why.
Like, I can't find any, no problems with it.
It's good stuff. But because we're zipping through, you know what? We will take a minute to remind you to subscribe to Fightful Select. Mm-hmm. Please head over there. We've got so many things happening. We've got Ask Grapsity behind the paywall. Yep. You're going to get me and Alex Pulaski doing paywall pay-per-view post shows all WrestleMania weekend. We'll be on the main for Stand and Deliver, but anything else, we're offering the alternative post show behind the paywall. You get the list and your boy goes down. You get all the scoops you could possibly want in wrestling. You get your card rundowns for TV wrestling, especially those WWE ones. You find out who produced what matches. And you know what? I hope we get that with ROH, because it's fun finding out who produces matches like this when they are this high caliber.
Yeah. You can also get what books people have been reading. reading recently, what they've been saying on podcasts, what, you know, all kind of things.
Some interviews with Dax Harwood, which we are not bringing up for any particular reason at all. You can learn all sorts of stuff about who's reading what.
But yeah, I am super curious about Ring of Honor's producers and who's producing these matches, because there's some fun stuff going on here.
I'm intrigued. There are a few backstage names that are kicking around, right? Serpentico, Christopher Daniels, obviously, we saw tonight. So people we know that have a...
BJ Whitmer, I'm sure, is back there at some point. Like, the Ring of Honor people, right.
Sure, Colt Cabana's got his hand in something down there, I hope.
Yep.
He's a fantastic wrestler, so... Jim Beard saying, I need Yuta to lose his title. I disagree with this, but hopefully... So, like... Toothless Timmy, that's of course the UK standout, Timothy Thatcher, I think. Now that ROH, I'd like for the BCC to slowly get away from ROH.
Oh, I see.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I feel like this is some of the best work Wheeler's done, though. I've really liked it. I don't think he's dropping to Shibata, that's for sure.
No, so. I wouldn't think so.
I think he'll hang on to
it. No, I like Yuta over here being a jerk and beating up fools, but then over there really fighting too. It just shows like he's a fighting ass champ. Claudio's over here too, like, but he probably will go over there. But I think Yuta can continue over here with this pure division, because in storyline, the BCC would kind of want him to be over there as the pure champion kicking ass. You know what I mean?
Definitely. And like you said, Claudio's there right now. I also think because you're not going to get so many reps in a stable on AEW, especially when you're kind of the third or fourth guy in command with it.
Exactly. Else,
where you think Danielson's going to be. Let him keep kicking butt in these ROH ones.
Right.
Now that ROH is going, we got you. We got you on the typo. Thank you for correcting your typos, but we got you. So we'll move along to, man, if this isn't fun for you, I don't know what is, but we get Rush and Dralistico versus Rhett Titus and Tracy Williams. What do you even say about this match?
This is just that good, meaty, angry men fighting each other, slapping each other, punching each other, clotheslining each other. Tag team wrestling at its finest. Two angry Mexican luchadors that will kick you in the mouth and then pose on top of your beat up body, and then you got two other wrestlers who have everything to prove. They want to defend the honor of Ring of Honor at every moment. They want to tell you that they're one of the best tag teams in Ring of Honor, and they don't want to take shit from two guys that give everybody shit. They don't want to be like all the other guys that are in the ring with Rush and Dralistico. Very hard to say that guy's name, I'm sorry. But yeah, this was one of them gritty face beating, just like, these guys are really angry, aren't they? But also doing some really amazing stuff in the ring.
It's a really good way to describe anything Rush has done. I feel like he's just of anyone the most balls to the wall from bell-to-bell wrestler. Like, it doesn't feel reckless. It feels like he's always in control of it.
Controlled, yeah.
It is always a holy hell, that guy is fast and violent. I feel like this was a really, really strong showing for Hot Sauce, too. This was... Yeah. I feel like he can kind of get lost in the shuffle a little bit with some of these stories, but he was kicking ass tonight. Really good to see the growth from him. Just some outstanding spots in this that he was a part of. Very clean match. Very, very fun, but we ultimately get this one going the way it was, too. A little predictable, but again, it's early on, but Rush and Dralistico beating Rhett Titus and Tracy William, with Rush landing the bull's horns on Titus.
Right.
This is fun. I feel like AEW has been the sweetheart in tag team wrestling. I feel like ROH is right there, though. And I'm not just saying that because I'm not in on this guns run. That's not why I'm saying it. I'm saying the ROH talent pool is really filling in nicely in this tag division. We're going to talk about it more later with Aussie Open and what they did. But my goodness, it's really fun to see tag wrestling at the forefront. And one thing I appreciate about ROH, kind of before it shut down and now, and I think as a part of their DNA, is you just get so many different types of wrestling stylistically, even within divisions. So you've got trios, you've got pure, you've got singles titles, you've got tag titles, but within those divisions, you get so many different stylistic matchups. It's such a blast, in my opinion.
Yeah, like these two tag teams right here are totally different stylistically, but that's what makes the ROH tag division great, because it's like you said, it's always been like that. It's always been two tag teams you probably wouldn't think would be well together, and then they get into the ring and you're like, oh yeah, that's like kind of like the history of the Briscoes was built off of that. They were in with a bunch of tag teams where you're like, I don't know, Briscoe's style is wild, but then it worked every single time. And that's the heart and soul of the tag division. And this tag team match right here was the heart and soul of exactly what the ROH tag division represents. But then also at the same time watching this match, Roosh is just such a polarizing, just his talent is so rich that I'm like, I really like what he's doing here in this match, in this tag team with his brother, and I like everything. But like, I kind of interested in seeing him as a singles, because like thinking about like if Eddie Kingston wins the championship and he needs challengers, like Roosh is like, come on, these guys are gonna, it's gonna be great. Roosh is gonna be talking his shit, trying to whip him, calling him a dog, and Eddie Kingston is not gonna take any of it. I think there's a bunch of people. The way that they're establishing teams is great. Like the thing with, like we talked about last week with Dalton Castle, and even like Hot Sauce and Rhett Titus. I think there's a bunch of great tag teams, but then there's a lot of things that I kind of want to see singles. Like I'd love to see Hot Sauce in the Pure Division beating people up. I'd love to see Roosh in the heavyweight ROH division beating people up. So there's so many ways that they're gonna go after the pay per view. Because it'll just be wide open after that. There won't be any shows we'll have to like really enforce. It'll just be like, we can establish all these great talents. So it's really great what they're doing going into the show, but I'm interested what happens after Supercard of Honor and how they start laying it out.
I agree. I think we'll be seeing clarity around who's in ROH and who's in AEW. Mm-hmm. And I think we'll see who's in what divisions in that same way. Mm-hmm. I think part of why the stylistic matchups work so well in ROH is it's character driven and not gimmick driven. I think that helps. Like you can have completely different styles, but everybody who's there is there to be a wrestler.
That's
not
it.
Like
the main goal is I want to be the best, and like that's universal.
Yeah. I think it's just refreshing. Like I think, I don't know, maybe I've just been watching too much NXT, but I appreciate that.
Characters welcome.
Boy, are they. Some cases feels like overstaying their welcome for me. Definitely. For me. But I like when wrestling is about wrestling. Like that's what appeals to me. And we get over ROH. But I think it keeps the glue together of like, you could get someone like Roosh and Eddie Kingston fighting each other. Mm-hmm. And because they both want to be the best in ROH. Like that could be a really, really fun matchup.
Right.
CO giving us a little bit of a troll, but we'll take it because I thought it was going to be a lot worse, to be honest. CO saying, good evening, Reg and Kate of Honor. Supercard is looking nice. Yeah, it is. Best ROH post show out there. Well, thank you. I think we're like the only one affiliated with like a wrestling media outlet, but I'll take the best.
We'll take it. Yeah.
I'll take it over being called the worst, because that would be true at the same time. So also feels like we're one step close to Bray of Honor. Yeah. You know, I don't think Goldberg or Bray are going to be coming over to the ROH brand anytime soon. I will say if Bray is ill and can't make WrestleMania, that sucks.
That's unfortunate. That
guy. That sucks for that guy. Yeah. He did retweet his goodbye video, which I don't know if he's just leaning into rumors or if he's fed up with the creative that he's been given, but I'm sure there'll be more. I'm sure there's always more news around the corner. So stay tuned to FightfulSelect.com.
Yeah, now shout out to the homie. I hope he's okay. And both him and Billy G could probably end up on our post-show partners show, Impact, if anything.
Very much so. Very much so. Arduit saying weekly ties to the ROH team, go Fightful. Thank you so much for the support.
Thank you guys.
And holy crap, is this are you hoping for this, or did this,
are you just like saying that, or is it like that's what you want to see?
Yeah, I'm gonna,
are you just like saying you want to see that, like that would be cool, because that would be cool. Are you saying like that's what's going on here? Because if you're saying that's what's going on here, then we're just talking crazy out here. We're talking crazy, you guys.
No, Luis said it's on ROH's website. So holy cow. I was already jealous of you getting to go to this, Reg. I am now even more jealous. Tony Khan said, "You're not stealing this news cycle from me, CM Punk, all right?"
Oh my God, God, God. There it is in all of its glory.
For the triple A. Wow. No Twitter announcement, but it's on the ROH website. So holy cow. Stay tuned. Reg is gonna have some fun.
Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you, Tony Khan.
Hell,
I'm an AEW shill all out. They say it, motherfuckers. Fuck y'all.
Oh, yeah. Gotta keep the paychecks that we don't get coming.
Listen, send the blank checks. Shout out to Blank Check. That's a great movie.
That is a great movie. Jam Beer trolling me saying Kate's dream for ROH to have a world three-way with Double J, Jericho, and Bully Ray. I don't have the Jericho hate that a lot of people do.
Let me tell you, if that was a three-way, I'm not doing the show no more. I'm done. If they announce that match, I'm out. I don't want to watch ROH anymore. Y'all can have it. So.
It doesn't feel like so much of like a young, thriving product as ROH if we're putting a Double J, Single J, and Chris Jericho and Bully Ray. I'll pass. No, thank you.
Single J.
That's what we're calling Jericho now.
I like
Single
it.
J, E-R-I-C-H-O. Mm-hmm. I'm in. Yeah. All right, moving along. This you said was kind of the segment of the show for you, and I agree. Yeah. Shane Monster saying of Claudio and Eddie sit down. Claudio not saying anything different to Mad King than Mox, Punk, or Dragon have, but man, did he make it seem like he's the most disappointed. Let's dive into this because I loved it. Caprice Coleman in a sit-down interview role is fantastic. We've got Claudio Castagnoli being asked what he thinks of Eddie Kingston, and he says he doesn't believe he belongs in ROH. Caprice kind of waits for Eddie's response, and Eddie says he didn't care and only cared about the ROH World Championship. Doesn't really care what Claudio thinks of him. He also shared that Cesaro didn't do business last time, but Kingston will ensure he will this time.
Mm-hmm.
Claudio says that he would give Kingston a chance at Supercard of Honor, but that he would outclass him and that Kingston would blame everybody else for his failures.
Right.
Some really good stuff here. Claudio also pompously taking the high road of being like, I didn't mean he's not of honor. He is in his own way. Mm-hmm. What a condescending piece of crap. How much fun is that for a heel?
Mm-hmm.
I love... Shout out to the Flint Tropics, by the way, of Eddie's basketball jersey. Just great. If you're doing Will Ferrell tribute jerseys, I'm in. Yeah. And like to deliver searing promos in one. Yeah, Chaka 29 saying I can only focus on the Flint Tropics.
Straight up. Shout out to Eddie Kingston for that.
He's got some good gear. But I just loved this because it is a through line with Eddie, and it makes me think that maybe he's going over because that has to come to a head at some point, right? Mm-hmm. So Claudio just saying you're going to do what you always do, you're going to lose and you're going to throw a fit and blame everybody else. Loved that. I loved them alluding to their history, but not diving in all the way to their history yet because I'm not convinced that this is a one and done either.
Mm-hmm.
But really clean. I loved the production on it, the lighting, the sound felt so isolated. It felt so personal and so some of the most vicious stuff that you get from a heel is stuff that's a little bit true and delivered in just not a conniving way, not an emphatic way, but just Claudio saying like, this is an absolute truth.
Right.
And that feels cold and vicious to someone that you had love for and hate for and back and forth a little bit. Really, really, really good stuff. Mm-hmm. What did you think of our sit down here? For me, this was the highlight of the night.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I think the thing that I liked most about it was that Claudio carried most of the talking. You think that in a promo like this, it'd be all Eddie Kingston, but it was mostly Claudio being like, these are all the reasons that you've disappointed me. We used to be roommates. You disappointed me. You disappointed me last week and you're disappointing me today. Just like being a sad dad, being like, you could have made it. You could have been up there with me. You could have been at WrestleMania. You could have did all these things if you would have dedicated yourself. But instead, you're doing this pity party and just talking about all the opportunities you should have had. Claudio was not letting go. And it feels like just like they said in the chat, it feels extra personal, one, because we've heard it before, but Claudia was like, I was there and I wanted you to be this person and you weren't. I used to see it in your eyes and I don't see it. So what the hell's going on? You're going to lose this match and be right back to where you were. Just to get personal for Eddie to be like, here we go again with this shit. I'm tired. Every time I have some feud with somebody that knows me personal, they come with this shit talking about, I could have had more. I could have did this. So that's frustrating. Could have stopped smoking cigarettes. Could have blah, blah, blah. Stop smoking and cussing and doing all these things. But instead, I'm here. But then on the other side, it's like, well, I'm still here with all you guys. All you guys are talking shit about me, talking about where I should have been. I'm still standing across from CM Punk, still standing across from John Moxley, still standing across from Claudio Castagnoli. So like, how bad could it really have been? I'm still here. And so that's one thing I really love about this, is that Eddie Kingston is never, he's never backed down. He's never going to be like, you guys are lying. He's like, no, things how they were then and they are how they are now. And it feels so personal. And it feels like this is going to be a crowning moment for Eddie Kingston. I like, timing has a lot to do with this, with the, you know, how the Blackpool Combat Club has been healed and how things have been moving over there, that it makes it extra vicious with Claudia too. And he can let loose and he doesn't have to be what he is. This is great. My favorite thing of the whole show was this personal thing. And it set up the match we've been waiting for weeks. They officially announced Eddie Kingston versus Claudio Castagnoli for the Ring of Honor World Championship at Supercard of Honor, topping off an amazing card, personal feud. They're going to really take this home. I can't wait.
I agree with you. I feel like it's so important that Claudio, I never felt like he was weak on the mic. I felt like mm-hmm. WWE took him off the mic.
Yeah.
But when he had like more sincere segments and not kind of cheesier frameworks, he delivered some really, really great stuff in any company. I feel like he shined here. I agree with you. And I really love that for Eddie, he kind of didn't take the bait. He more pivoted to it being about the championship. Mm-hmm. Like, he wants to be a world champion. It's not so like, I'm going to beat your ass. Like, I feel like that's a perspective change from Eddie. And I think that is very, very cool. Jake Salazar hyping up Vikingo versus Commander. Tony does it again. That's match of the year. TK said, Reg, this is a late birthday present to you.
Honestly.
That's it.
Straight up.
That's it. Just this whole card is shaping up to be.
All of it. I'm like, hey, yo, every time you announce a new match, I'm like, this is going crazy. So, yeah.
Since we're talking dream matches, let's say for Forbidden Door, I want a mixed tag Claudio and Julia versus Eddie and ooh. Okay. Mm-hmm. He got you. I'm not even going to try.
Mm-hmm.
Uhiki or
yeah.
Natsupoi. I don't watch. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I got it.
I'm intrigued to see now that they have a women's division in New Japan, what that's going to look like. Whether they could do a lot of really fun mixed tags, they could do, you know, I think everybody's saying Mercedes versus Jade because Jade's just kind of been in the ether for a little bit. I'm intrigued to see what that's going to look like.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Year.
Yeah, that's not a far time from now either. Like, they kind of need to start setting it up, honestly. It's in just June. So, yeah, I'm interested to see where they go with this.
I am too, and I think the ending of Dynamite left a lot of people wondering. Uh-huh. Me, Norma said, couldn't watch ROH live, but for the post show, I got 5 on it. Appreciate
that. Thank me, Meet Norma. Always
Thank
really dope.
Thank you. The money makes it possible, so we appreciate it. More off-topic ones. Chi-Town Spurs saying my favorite Rocky movie is Rocky Horror Picture Show. So we got that going. Let's get back on track. Really, really liked what we got out of Claudio and Eddie tonight. Yep. And I also liked, but didn't necessarily love, what we got from Matt Taven and Darius Martin today. Mm-hmm. No faults of their own. This was a really solid match. Yeah. I think just we got Mike Bennett and Dante last week, and it was so absolutely
last week was crazy.
Amanda's great. Mm-hmm. That my expectations were probably a little bit higher.
They were. I kind of thought this was going to be the match of the show, honestly, and it wasn't bad. It just wasn't what I thought it was going to be. It never really got out of second or third gear, you know?
Yeah, I think it's so hard on these shows because the in-ring is all so bananas. I'm looking at the card. It's like, you got Roosh. You got so much.
That six man was crazy. Like, it's hard to follow all this stuff. I get it.
Brian Cage versus Deppin later is great. Mm-hmm. Like, so much going on. But this was a really solid match. Certainly nothing wrong with it. A really strong one. But Taven does come out on top here with the climax. We get Dante running down to help out his brother as the rest of the kingdom is beaten up on poor Darius. Like, he hasn't been through enough injury wise. Back off.
Right. Yeah. This is cool though. They're just continuing the story of this tag match that I think they're going to announce both of these teams for the Reach for the Sky ladder match, if I were to think so, but they still could also announce the 2-on-2 tag match. So still just progressing the story forward, but yeah, some solid work here. Nothing to really write home about. I mean, this show, every Ring of Honor show, there's going to be exceptional wrestling, and some of them are just going to be good matches.
I agree. And there are a lot of programs where that show would be, or that match would be the best on the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Totally. So just steep. It's a steep card with these ROH ones, but we do move along to something that immediately caught my attention, Reg.
Yeah.
Shane Taylor is back. And boy, oh boy, is he back. Brett Lachman saying, didn't feel like interneting, but had to drop in support. Silas and Shane beat the hell out of each other for our enjoyment. Happy wrestling. Yes. Happy wrestling to you, Brent. Thank you for the love. This was a whole hell of a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Silas Young winning with, or I'm sorry, Shane Taylor winning against Silas Young with a thunderous package pile driver, I think is probably the right word for this.
Yes. 100% hit package pile driver. No doubt about it. All of it was gotten.
That was a finisher if I ever saw one. Nobody's getting up from that, but very fun to see Shane Taylor back. Commentary, again, doing a great job putting over Shane Taylor's previous ROH work. I really liked that. Yep. Mentioning that other people in ROH, including the Embassy, were under his tutelage for a little bit, under his wing. this was great. You know, Silas Young is someone that can take a lot of punishment. We talked last week about what a great framework this got set up in. Mm-hmm. Really, really fun stuff. And they beat the hell out of each other, Reg.
Yeah, I was thinking earlier in the show, I was thinking like, okay, we're having fun. There's a lot. I was thinking back to all the previous ROH shows, and I was like, you know me, I like flips. I like all the shows. Like, but we need something, some angry men in here, just really pounding each other, some big man. And then I thought, oh yeah, the Silas Young and Shane Taylor match is coming later in the show. And then the Silas Young and Shane Taylor match came, and it gave me exactly what I was looking for. These guys were fighting and fighting hard. Shane Taylor has a chip on his shoulder every single time he's in the ring, in front of the camera, on Twitter, anywhere he is, he has a chip on his shoulder. They always want to hold him down. They're always trying to put his back against the wall. And I think he's going to show that he is one of the baddest wrestlers in the world, and that his ROH title, television title, wasn't a fluke. He's trying to get right back to it. This match was a fucking fight. Silas Young ain't no slouch either, but Shane Taylor is just angry. He has strikes that will collapse your lungs, collapse your legs, collapse your head, all the stuff. And that package pile driver finish was just violence, just straight up violence. It hit full on. Tribute to one of ROH's finest Ring of Honor champions, Kevin Steen, of course. You know him as Kevin Owens, about to be at WrestleMania. Shout out to the homies. But this is great. I love seeing Shane Taylor here in Ring of Honor. Again, that theme is super dope. I'm excited to see what happens in the future with him. Is he going to be going right for the Ring of Honor Television Championship again? Are Shane Taylor Promotions going to come back and try to get the Trios Championships? Anything could be happening here. And Silas Young continuing to be here as a Ring of Honor vet, and just as a vet in general, is going to be good for business. So keep all the boys around. I'm loving it.
As am I, Shotkin29 saying, Shane Taylor, that is all. Mm-hmm. Saw some people calling for a Pretty Boys reunion. I don't know how you feel about that. I don't really know. I'm not trying to get any inside scoop on Swerve, but like this Swerve Akeem Lee thing has been pending for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's something that they'd consider after, or if it's something they consider at all. But if you're not familiar, Keith Lee and Shane Taylor, the Pretty Boys, really, really fun tag team before Keith Lee got signed to WWE.
Yeah.
So a little ROH backstory for some that might
not know. I hadn't really thought about it, but now thinking about it, I'm like, I like it. I like it a lot. I think it might be pretty cool. So yeah, Shane Taylor has a couple of different missions he could take on after this. That would be dope though.
Yeah, I would not be mad about that in the slightest. The Pro Wrestling Podcast, who's been getting all the CM Punk love up until today. So their engagement is going to be a little wild. Same PWP fist bump, and Kate, right back at you. You guys are fun and not a bunch of trolling nerds online. You guys are doing the right things. Uh-huh. Having fun out there. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I'm also just intrigued. We mentioned the Pretty Boys and a lot of people mentioning Shane Taylor Promotions. I'm also curious to see if the Embassy sticks around, because we don't know what's going to happen with Brian Cage.
We don't know anything. Yeah.
If they break up, you could do a little STP reunion of some sort if you wanted. Been a lot going on. I think we'll get a lot of clarity post the pay-per-view, so I think that'll be really good.
Excited. Exciting things are developing.
Me too. Supercard, the full Supercard. Louise, if you want to pull that up, that would be really, really great. Sorry, there's some behind-the-scenes stuff that I'm just reading out loud, but the whole card, the Supercard card, is on the website. We'll read it down for you at the end of the episode. But if you need to see it right now, feel free to go ahead in there. But what we are going to talk about is Brian Cage and Tony Deppen in a really, really fun match here. Not a surprise, Brian Cage winning with the drill claw. Something that really stood out about Tony Deppen for me today is just his facial expressions are unbelievable. Like, particularly when he's selling, I think he's aware of his size. He's not the biggest dude in the world. And when he's in these matchups where he's getting overpowered like he was last week and here, there's something where his facial expression changes every time. Like, I know when Tony Deppen is about to eat the pin, because it just like escalates to a different face if he's selling a move as opposed to earlier, which I think is subtle and great storytelling. Like, the further you get into a match, the more the wind gets taken out of you, and you can read that on his face. This was really fun. Again, we don't know what's going on with Brian Cage fully, so there might be a cap, but this is the most interested I've been in Brian Cage since he came over to the AEW kind of ROH side. This is some of my favorite work he's doing, and Tony Depp is just a great dance partner for anybody. What did you think of this?
Yeah, now, Brian Cage sent people into a little bit of a frenzy with a little tweet earlier this week about his dream match, and so people are like, I saw someone be like, so that rumor, that's not a rumor, Brian Cage tweeted about a dream match that he has. You guys relax on everything, but also could be real. I don't know, we are pretty, things are pretty up in the air with Brian Cage. This was another, there's a couple matches I said last week that sometimes they're happening, they're PWG matches. This is a PWG match usually featuring some kind of Brian Cage or somebody like that, but Tony Deppen is, just like you said, his facials are amazing. His selling, he's one of the best sellers in wrestling. He's a measuring stick for just like a really strong match on any show that he's featured on. The fire that he got to show in this match was really good against Brian Cage. He got to hit the homicide dive, which I thought looked great. He got to get some offense in against Brian Cage, but Brian Cage is just such a monster. And the way that they're treating him, going into the way that they've been treating him this whole ROH run, has me even more confused, because I'm like, if this one's leaving, you guys are really making him look great on the way out. Like, he's looking, like, you guys are really giving it up for him. Like, he don't look like somebody that might be on his way out. He's been looking great in all these matches and all these weeks. So maybe they're trying to make a play to be like, this is what it could be like if you stick around. I don't really know. But shout out to Brian Cage. He's been doing some really cool shit. And to finish it always with the Drill Club, the Steiner screwdriver, can't get better than it.
Agreed. And it is funny because these were, they're taped, right? So who knows where he was at contract negotiations at this point, even to where he is now. But it is, it's just a funny landscape. I actually feel like he would do really well in WWE if that's where he deans to go. If he wants to fight Bobby Lashley, I hope they give him that match, because wrestlers should get to have their dream matches. That's just fun for them. Hell yeah. Tony Khan also officially announced that match red of Vikingo versus Commander. So he just wanted you to find out first before he announced it to the public, which I think is sweet. You know,
that is sweet. I'm about to eat next week at the Supercard of Honor show. Oh my god, last year I got to see fucking one of the greatest matches of all times with the Briscoes and FTR. So let's see what happens this year. Woo.
Absolutely wild card. We're going to read it down at the end, but we'll also keep you posted about what we're doing for the post show. Not because I'm holding off on you guys, but because I have no idea what the hell we're going to do, because you're going to be there. I have the SmackDown review, so we'll figure out something. But
and I'm sure though, last year there was a scrum, so I'm sure there'll be a scrum after this. So we'll figure it out. You guys, we get it.
Yeah, it's going to be a chaotic weekend, but stay tuned. Yeah. We will make sure you guys are all aware of what the insane schedule of content will be coming out of Fightful.
Right.
But we move on to our second women's match of the night, which was fantastic. Yeah, Mike Mavaney saying Billy Starks is so good. Women's match rocked. RH saying looking to after Supercard and adding to the women's roster with Adora. Hope Lady Frost joins and brings La Rosa Negra with her, Bert Vixen and Jody Threat.
Yes. all of that.
I'm very happy about all three of those names. It would be fun just because she's so responsible for this Athena heel turn too.
I mean, like, yeah.
So I also think she's a fantastic talent. Her style feels so contrasted to what her personality seems to be. I find that hilarious. Like, she just seems like a really fun, silly person, but she's an absolute bruiser in the ring. Exactly.
And but yeah, and then there's always the built-in Athena thing that's going to be lingering. She'd be great here in this. They have the ROH women's division is shaping up to be one of them ones. These ladies are not playing with y'all. They are really bringing the heat. And thinking about it now, Maria's there. Okay, yeah, it makes sense. That's why it's going down back there. Maria's back there. Of course.
Speaking of Maria, she was responsible for booking that women's tag tournament before ROH shut down. Miranda Alize was in the finals of that. So love seeing her back on TV. The Lucha Baddie, of course, doing great heel work here.
Yeah, she looked good here.
She looked really good here. This was a really, really strong match. Billy Starks only being 18 makes no sense.
It's just and being like seeing how good she is and like really good already at 18, it's like this isn't fair. There's a lot of young wrestlers, her, Nick Wayne, Leon Slater, that is just like, how, you guys? Why are you like this already at this age? Imagine in 10 years, you guys are going to be the best wrestlers in the world. So this is, I'm loving that we get to see the rise. Like, honestly, if you want to see legit everything that Billy Starks has done up to this point, it's documented somewhere. You get IWTV or anything that she's been a part of. You can see like her complete rise as a pro wrestler from a kid, a baby. There's pictures on the internet of her being a legit kid in line at signings, and to see how she's progressed to being where she is now, the instincts in this match, the way that she strikes. You know what this week has shown me, because there was a really good one in this match. I hate this, that step up in that insecurity that everybody does where you're on the apron and then you move out of the way and you hit the guy. I hate that spot so much, and everyone does it. But this week, actually, it started last week with the Dante ones. Remember, we talked about the Dante ones in the Mike Bennett match, and I was like, I like those again. And the Vikingo ones last night, I was like, hey, yo. And then in this match, Billy had a couple. I'm like, okay, they're trying to get me to like this move because they're making it look better. It's not just like a bullshit transition move like it usually is. They're like really trying to emphasize it as a strike, and I liked it here in this match. Billy got the victory. She's been on the losing end of pretty much everything she's had in AEW and Ring of Honor, so this was awesome. She just came back from Japan. She got a big win in ROH. She is having a tremendous month, a tremendous year, tremendous all of it. She's cool. She's great. I'm excited to see her rise, and hopefully she'll get a rematch or a match with Athena for the Ring of Honor Women's Championship one day.
Absolutely would love to see that. She did win with the Starks driver here. Mm-hmm. All these little things are clicking for her too. You see her in interviews or hear about her. She loves backyard wrestling so much, but she's not like a junk wrestler. Like, she does a lot of really, really clean execution of moves. And one thing I noticed today was she like just found the hard cam right after she delivered a move. She had a match with Britt Baker not long ago. If anybody can find you a hard cam, it's Britt Baker. She might have been learning.
Right, yes.
Love seeing those touches. Love seeing those touches. I also saw someone tweet and call her Big Billiam, which that just popped me.
Big Billiam, yeah. Big facts.
Have Big Bill running around. She can be her Big Billiam.
That's really a better fun. Big Bill. Sorry, Big Bill. We talking about Billy Starks out here, Brody.
That is what it is. I love seeing the suggestions for women's wrestlers that should join. RH should sign Jody, Billy, Kid Bandit.
Kid Bandit would be super cool in Ring of Honor. Yeah, right.
Big time. Big time. I'm trying to think of some other people that were in that tournament. Chelsea Green's obviously signed now. Mm-hmm. She was in there. Max, of course.
Yep.
Miranda was there. Roxanne is now signed. Willow is now signed. You see, I think Maria Kanellis might know something about.
Now Maria knew exactly what to do. All those people are exceptional. There's champions now. Like, that tournament was like the prelude for something big going on. And like I said, Maria's back there. So the roster that she has in Women's Wrestling Army, they're gonna keep getting implemented here and there, and it's gonna be great to see. We might have to start talking about ROH Women's Tag Championships if they keep going in this direction with all this great talent. I'm loving it. It's amazing.
Agreed. And it's fun because we get to see kind of one-offs. You kind of get to have an appetizer of who these people are before they sign, or
exactly
kind of more. So I'm intrigued. I'm also intrigued to see, just because Impact is such an odd landscape, and you can bug Joel and Cresta about it after this show, but their contracts are just so weird that I don't know what to expect. I think Deonna Purrazzo resigned, but she would be so much fun to come in here for a match.
Former Ring of Honor Women's Champion. Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Where's Mercedes Martinez at? Where's she at? Is she hurt still? Like, what's going on here? She could come back for revenge.
I would love that. I would love to see Diamante in ROH too.
Diamante would be good. And Kiera. Like, there's so many wrestlers that are still just kind of in limbo or just existing that will be well here. So
I agree. Maybe move some people that have been working your darks over.
Yes.
Over onto ROH for some consistency.
Exactly.
So we get a match that I knew was going to be great, but it kind of blew me out of the water considering how Daniels and Sydal aren't a tag team. They kind of just reformed, obviously two incredible veterans, but this match blew me out of the water. Aussie Open versus Daniels and Sydal. Jam Beard saying all five teams in the ladder match are who I wanted in it. So I think it's perfect. And to me, if Tony Khan gets to sign them, have Aussie Open win the titles. I don't know their contract status, but they had a hell of a showcase at these ROH tapings. My sister, who does not watch wrestling, called them the green team when they were fighting the Young Bucks. So now that's all I can see with their gear. Cracks me up. But they really, really, really good work here. This is one of those matches, if I went through spots, I would just be talking about the whole damn thing. But ultimately, Aussie Open peeling away with the victory here. What were your thoughts on what I thought was probably match of the night?
Wrestling match of the night was this tag match right here. Aussie Open, they I don't think they officially have contracts anywhere, but there's a lot of interest everywhere. So I'm sure we'll hear about it soon. I am a huge fan. Every time that they have a match, I become an even bigger fan, and it happened again with this match. Like you said, I expected it to be a good match. There's Chris Daniels and Matt Sydal. They're two of the best ever, but they're not a tag team. Even when they were tag team champions and they did have a run in Ring of Honor, that wasn't like I don't want to say a real tag team because it was, but it was just kind of like to fill a role. Like, let's put these two guys together because we know they're two great veterans that are going to be able to work with anybody. And so there's like, you know, anytime Chris Daniels is in a tag team with somebody, it's lit. But this match right here was on display. Aussie Open is just one of the best tag teams in the world, like legit top five. I don't know, a lot of people better than them. They hit hard. They're charismatic. They're fun. They're interacting with the fans. They're yelling at each other. They're slamming each other. They're punching the guy. They're just doing so much. And their cohesiveness, the way that they cut off the ring, the way that they really just emphasize the core of what great tag team wrestling is. But in the new landscape of how we like it and how we see it, it's just amazing. If they won the ROH Tag Team Championships, I wouldn't be mad at all. They are definitely one of the front runners of what they can do and what this is going to lead to. Tag team wrestling was on display 1,000% right here with this. This was an awesome match, awesome finish, strong strikes. There's flying, there's chops, there's a big butt man in the ring. There's all kind of good things going on. Everything you could want.
Talked before about styles and matchups. This was really fun. And with Daniels and Sydal, I guess Sydal in this stage of his career is a lot different than the early stages of his career. Totally. But still some different, like nice things that they lean into are very different, even as a tag team, which I like. But my goodness, really, really loved this. Aussie Open feels to me like if rugby players decided to be wrestlers, like the energy that they bring, the fight. Dream match for me, Aussie Open versus, now that Stu is back, I feel like Stu Grayson and Uno, come on,
right? Super Smash Bros, that's hot. That's a really hot match. Let's do that. Super Smash Bros, not for nothing, could be kind of hot over here in the Ring of Honor division too, if you know. I mean, they're heating up there, but you know, eventually, I don't know.
They are, but they can't be Adam Page's like simps for long. You
forever.
Know what I mean? Like, they gotta move on to be their own.
Totally.
They gotta be their own men at some
point. I agree.
Here. But Shotkin 29 saying, the more I hear, the more I'm convinced we need a watch along of Kate and her sister watching any wrestling show. Just for her sister's commentary.
Money to be made.
It may already be in the works. Wow, I'm just saying. I'm trying to find, she has very specific thresholds. She would not be able to handle, say, Hangman Adam Page and Moxley throwing a brick at each other's faces. Nah. She has her limits, but there's so many weird things that I feel like she would be an absolute blast for. There's a few people that have told me that I think she'd be willing to do it. I gotta get it together. But she's literally one of the funniest people in the world. She's a world-class improviser. She's taught it. She's hilarious. And oh man, if I could convince her, that would be the most wrestling I ever got her to watch. Would be
totally.
Shotkin 29 saying, sorry, another side quest. You don't have to apologize for side quests when you're paying us freedom. We'll talk about it all night.
Yep.
Mercedes versus AZM versus Hazuki is official for Sakura Genesis.
What oh
world
shit!
Are we living in?
What's going on here? Like, why are they announcing all this news on this damn show? There's all this great news being announced. Mercedes is back. That's gonna be crazy. Oh my god.
They don't want CM Punk to win, Rich. They're like, not today.
Yeah,
not
no, seriously. Today, Tony Khan's like, you know what? Vikingo and Commander are gonna wrestle. Fuck that fool.
You know what? Bret Hart's biggest fan. Here's some flippy do BS yes, right exactly. for you.
And sharpshooters are banned.
Wasn't there like a control your narrative thing where it was like no Tope mm-hmm. suicide?
Yeah, no Canadian
whatever.
Destroyers, no super this kicks.
Is, mm. Yeah, this is the opposite. This is
sharpshooters. No sharpshooters, no giving glasses to kids at ringside. I don't want to see any of that. Nobody can even wear a jacket to the ring.
No, I don't want. If you come in here with the backwards hat and the color pink,
you are out of here.
Thrown out of the venue. Jam Beard saying Layla Hirsch being moved to ROH would be great move yes. as well once she mm-hmm. heals up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I really wanted her when Team Taz was a thing to be a little Team Taz. Like, oh, mm-hmm. I felt like she would have been so great in that role. Mm-hmm. But whatever gets her more screen time, because she's awesome. Jim Beard also said, so what you're saying is, Kate, that your sister should do GCW reviews for Fightful. Yeah, let's have Cardona and Nick Gage be the first thing that she watches if I want to end
just
the series.
I just want to see Brickstone at each other's face, but she might like glass. I don't know.
She can't even handle the bleeding. It's yeah. so... Mm. She's like... She is below the threshold, I think, of a normal wrestling fan. Like, she's gotcha. Very squeamish about it, so... Mm-hmm. She's funny, though. We'll make it happen.
Right.
And we move to our main event, and we're going to mm-hmm. talk about this final call for Super Chats and Humper Chats for our leg of the show. But after we talk about the main event, we're going to bring on the wonderful, the beautiful Cresta Star, and also yep. Joel Pearl will be there. But stay tuned. They have the Go Home to Sacrifice tonight. Some fun mixed tag action happening there. So yep. stick around. I used to take my Thursdays off from wrestling. And I will go watch that show as a way to catch up, to stay in the loop, to know what matches I should check out, because it is not readily available on cable television. And speaking of streaming services, the king of television and streaming services, Samoa Joe, mm-hmm. eating a cheeseburger for our yep. main event here.
Yes. Really fast, too. It was an eating competition with how fast it was.
Done and got grilled. Mm-hmm. I think that I was actually really looking forward to this match. I really like the way Cheeseburger works bigger opponents. Like mm-hmm. I find him stylistically, he has a really interesting move set. A lot of kind of like lucha moves incorporated into his work, but can also put on some really nasty submissions on bigger guys. He's a really good worker against bigger opponents. That being said, Samoa
none
Joe.
Of it. Yeah, none of that shit mattered.
No, not today. Samoa Joe murdered Cheeseburger. RIP Burger. Love you, buddy.
Yeah, none of that shit mattered. Samoa Joe said, I don't care. I'm about to murder this fool. He's yelling at him while he's beating him up. But like, do you know who you're in the ring with? I'm Samoa Joe. You know who you're in the ring with. I'm Samoa Joe. I've been here since you were a kid, and I'm going to destroy you. And that's exactly what happened. Like, it was great to see Cheeseburger. Like, yeah, Cheeseburger, this is a great moment. But then you're like, oh, man, Samoa Joe's really angry.
Samoa Joe said, I'm also at these 9-hour tapings, and I want to go home. I'm done. I'm out of here. We're grilling.
They put me at the end, bro. I'm going to give you 3 minutes, and we're out of here, okay?
Shocky 29 said, Joe went Clubber Lang on CP yeah. in the main mm-hmm. event. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that
bringing
is
it right back around. Home. Right back around. You guys are good at this.
Yeah, hell yeah. But we go home on that. Samoa Joe just mm-hmm. looking vicious as ever, the king of streaming services and television. Really, really fun episode. We're going to obviously get Mark Briscoe versus him at Supercard. And let me tell mm-hmm. you the rest of what we're getting at Supercard before we bring in the Impact crew. Rush and Realistico versus Lucha Brothers versus Aussie Open versus OGK versus Top Flight in that Reach for the Sky ladder match.
That's hot!
Dear Lord, that's going to be a lot of fun. Vikingo versus Commander for the AAA mega title. Eddie and Claudio for the ROH title. You know I'm excited about that. And ooh. Joe and Mark for the ROH TV title. No word on Shibata versus Yuta yet. Mm-hmm. Or Athena versus Sakazaki yet. I'm sure we will get those as well as your six-man picture.
We got one more show next week before the show.
That we do. Mm-hmm. Set up, round out the rest of that card, but looking damn strong so far. Red, you're going to be there.
That tag title match is just insane. Commander and Viking. I've been wanting to see Vikingo live for so long, and for it to be this at the ROH show is in LA, WrestleMania weekend. All the elements are there. This is a big show. The reason that the show is happening because of me, I'm going to keep reminding y'all. We wouldn't be talking about this right now. We'd just be like, damn, that was a great Ring of Honor show that's leading to not a show happening WrestleMania weekend. But since I put my career, my status as an AEW shill on the line to ask Tony Khan the hard-hitting questions like, is Supercard of Honor going to return to WrestleMania weekend? And he says, I don't know, is it? And then he says, yes. And now we're getting this. It's just like, come on, you guys. This is amazing. True. What a great card.
When
what
you're a not great making show. CM Punk cry, you listen, are booking for yourself.
Listen, I got the eye of the tiger, and I'm going to run up some stairs in Philadelphia. Adrian, I don't know. I'm trying to bring it home for you guys.
Rocky Reg, mm-hmm. That's what we're here for. Hey, you know what's funny? You know how we have this fancy little border?
Mm-hmm.
Joel was like, hey, can you send me the blank so I can edit it for ourselves? And I said, yes, of course. Know what I did not do? That. But we are going to invite Cresta and Joel on.
What I did not do.
You had one job, Kate.
You know.
I mean, who needs jobs?
Also, yeah, nobody likes jobs. Come on.
It's true. I'm not doing the job for Joel. Are you kidding?
See these people, Joel, you see how they say they're not going to do the job, but because they're not cleared, I guess.
Nobody wants to do a job until somebody comes at them with 7 interviews from GCW in one night, huh?
Yeah. All right. No, all right.
Yeah. Here's what happened. Reg was on a message board. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to go there. But what we are going to do is we're going to throw it over to the Impact crew. What were the highlights for you guys of Impact tonight?
Dude, that main event, it wasn't even a match. It was just a face-to-face with Steve Macklin and Josh Alexander. This has been a match that's kind of been like lurking in the shadows for a long time, and they're finally going to do the match at Rebellion for the Impact World Championship. But they started weaving the story together about Macklin obsessing over the world title, and it's going to be a really good match. I'm looking forward to it. And this really started the slow burn to April 16th?
April 16th.
Thank you.
I was really excited to see Savannah Evans tonight really showed up. She was stiff. Everybody, Deonna's gear and Mickey James gear. But I got to say, tonight, Savannah Evans was like, let me show you what I've been doing for the past 6 months.
And hell yeah.
I got to give it to her. It was a good go-home show.
Yeah. Well, as we know, Cresta only watches for the hotties, as she tweeted earlier. Go follow Cresta on Twitter. But
listen,
No. We can talk about how you thirst over wrestlers. You want to do that?
Listen. If you are watching wrestling and you're complaining, you're doing it wrong. Turn your brain off and get into it. I've been seeing so much like, this person looks like this. Shut up.
Straight up.
I'm trying to watch wrestling. I'll put a titty in my mouth.
We are flying off the rails.
And we're back.
Put a titty in my mouth.
All right. That was at like the 108 mark into the show.
Yes.
We are going to need to go ahead and clip that for scraps. But
I apologize for nothing. Watch wrestling and have a good time. If you're complaining about wrestling, turn your fucking brain off.
Let's go.
There it is. See, I liked it. I like that. I think Reg and I were in agreement today. This Supercard is shaping up. The card for it is looking incredible. The Claudio Eddie Kingston backstage segment with Caprice, I think that was I think are both our highlight there. Really, really good.
Totally
stuff,
and not for nothing, that multiverse of matches, the show, the Impact show and New Japan show next week is a crazy card. Like I wish I had time, but time doesn't work like that WrestleMania weekend.
And it just got super weird because Tanahashi's replacing Ospreay
right.
at Speedball match. And I asked Speedball about that. It's wild. The WrestleMania week that he's about to have, he's got Ibushi, he's got Tanahashi, he's got Kingo. Like, he's got a wild few days of wrestling.
It's crazy. Speedball is campaigning for wrestler of the year. There's no doubt. Yeah. Like, he's yeah. on his job today.
He's trying year. To shut it down at the beginning of April, and that's mm-hmm. it. We're good here.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, this is a different landscape than it used to be. Like, it's pretty cool that someone that's not even on like a traditional TV
right.
outlet is campaigning for wrestler of the year. We're gonna get to see a really, really exciting year of wrestling. I think we are going to turn it over. But Red, yeah. before we get out of here, let's plug our own shit, shall we? You go yeah, first. Plug
totally. It. Yo, catch me on Grapsody Podcast every Saturday, Fightful Network. I'm going to be outside as fuck next week at Mania Weekend. So if you see me, say what's up. Hand me some Hennessy. Hand me a joint. Can we say all these things on the shout? And I'm going to keep saying them. Yeah, shout out to me. Shout out to y'all at Righteous Reg. I'm dropping some new music very soon. So keep your eyes out to righteousreg.bandcamp.com. I'll drop that too. Shout out to y'all.
Love that. You can catch me on Twitter at Miss Kate Fabe retweeting Cresta's thirst tweets. But you can also catch me on mm-hmm. Fightful Select. Doing paywall pay-per-view post shows. My week looks like Sunday starting with Joel, but we're on Fightful Overbooked doing Kane, Joel, Call It in the Ring. Mondays behind the paywall doing Sour Graps on Fightful Select. Tuesdays on the main NXT, working that. Mark Order Podcast Wednesday, talking all things All Elite. Thursdays, obviously, right here. And Fridays doing the SmackDown AEW Rampage post show. 2 weeks in a row where I get to start that show early because Tony Khan's schedule is off in the ether. I'm going to bed early on Fridays. I'm happy mm-hmm. about it, but you can also catch me at the Excite Wrestling commentary desk. We're going to get the hell out of here. I'm excited to hear about what happened on Impact. Sounds like it was a good show. Stay tuned to the fellas above, the fellas and the lady. Sans facial hair. We are out of here.
Listen, wait till tomorrow. All I have to say is, you know, they say all men are created equal, but you look at me and you look at Samoa Joe and you can see that statement is not true.
God bless. You know, yeah. the only thing better than that is the Kingdom winning the ROH Tag Team Championships at Supercard of Honor.
Yeah,
I feel like you start in chaos.
Not. Yeah, definitely not going to happen.
We're out of here. Mm-hmm. Have a good show, guys. We're Peace. Out.
Have fun, y'all.
Thank you.
I think my new favorite bit is going to be trying to get them to leave the show in like the most awkward way with the weirdest take I can possibly find.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.